Good morning. It's the 3rd of January. This time last year, I read an extract from an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant. This year, I'm going to read all of it to you. It will take 2 days. The title is And the Rains Came, from which you will know it is based on our Genesis readings. I read. The old man had died. He was the oldest man who had ever lived. His father was a prophet and had given him a name of intent and of meaning, missile of death, or when he dies it shall come. His father Enoch had said that judgment would come. We read from Jude verses 14 and 15, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. There had been a strange procession of animals, and finally of men, entering the great wooden boat which Noah had built, and for 7 days they had remained inside. And then it began to rain, torrential and unrelenting rain. Every river and stream broke its banks. Water broke out from beneath in unbelievable quantities. At first, men sheltered indoors, and then made for higher ground and higher still. They were drenched. The animals sought refuge until those that had not died in the rising and falling water were driven to the highest points of refuge. Food supplies were cut off. It rained without intermission, day and night, day and night. The ark was afloat, but there was no way in. Even had they been able to reach the door, they would not have succeeded, because God had shut Noah in. Perhaps some thought of the message and life of Noah, but it was too late. Remorse was no substitute for repentance. And it was too late for that. For those who survived so long, the highest hills and mountains were soon sinking beneath the water. The tempestuous waters provided no refuge. Even if the people had managed to cling to wreckage or find something more substantial on which to float, it was useless because there was no food, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. And the flood prevailed 150 days. All this took place over 1,600 years from the day when Adam was made. One family survived by the grace of God. They survived by faith in the word of God and a life which was righteous, and by doing works of faith, building an ark and entering in with the animals which God had caused to assemble. It was a parable of the way to eternal life. There is only one family and one ark. When we assemble together, we show that we are part of that family who have taken refuge in Christ, the ark, pitched within and without. We are in the nests in the ark, with light from above through the windows of the Word. Our world is like their world. It is filled with self-indulgence and violence. Men are corrupt. Evil imaginations are within and portrayed on screens without. Evil imaginations are lived out in daily life. This theme is developed in our daily readings, particularly in the Psalms and Matthew tomorrow. We are invited to read Psalm 9. And Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Judgment is at the beginning of Genesis, the beginning of the Psalms, and the beginning of Matthew. Judgment is not to be ignored. There will be a day of account, a day of reckoning, a day of truth. Let us then remain in the security of the ark that has been provided by God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.